Degrees and mostly sunny in Music City. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Hard right social media personalities are gaining power in the Tennessee State House. A recent study from the Southern Poverty Law Center shows that these influencers have had more say in policy under the second Trump administration. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports.
As the White House legitimizes these influencers, more state houses are listening to what they have to say. The SPLC report says former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines has been one of the loudest voices against transgender women in sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer in 2022. Gaines has inspired laws in West Virginia, Georgia, and now in Tennessee, all of which bear her name and ban transgender athletes from using the locker room or playing on the sports team that aligns with their gender. Gaines has also joined the Sumner County Library Board, where she's advocated for the removal of LGBTQ books. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
The fatal shooting of a 12-year-old boy in Nashville has led to an arrest. Police say Damarian Moorhead died after a fight broke out on Sunday night near War Memorial Plaza. They say video shows 24-year-old Devin Orr pulling out a handgun and firing as people ran away. Orr has been arrested and the gun was retrieved from a sewer. Chiquita Estate and Gardens announced a campaign today in response to a neighborhood group's legal filing. The group has requested that Metro Nashville officials issue a stop work order as Chiquita seeks to build a new on-site parking facility. However, the city is requiring that Chiquita build a new parking structure on site to reduce its use of facilities at the neighboring Warner Park. Chiquita has said it also supports building a road that would cut through part of the Warner Park forest to create garden access from Highway 100. As part of the new campaign, Chiquita set up an online petition that had more than 7,000 signatures within the first 4 hours. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.